This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, The Alex Jones Show, yeah. That spirit of 1776. I went to PS 76 in the Bronx. Born to be free. Whole different time. Yep, and having the spirit of 1776 and going to PS 76, I ran away from kindergarten at 4.5 years old and crossed the Boston Post Road in the Bronx. And the Boston Post Road was connecting New York and Boston before the highways. Yep, I escaped, and my mother and father, may their souls rest in peace, they took me out of kindergarten because they knew I'd be dead. I was the youngest of five, born at the perfect time, right after the war. The spirit, the happiness of the people, the joy, the spirit. Man, you listen to the music, you listen to the upbeat, and now it's one bad rap. And I was watching this economy go down and the government go down and little clowns running our lives. Put on that mask when you walk into a restaurant. Put it on when you walk into a airplane.
But when you sit down, you could take it off and you could eat and drink.
Look how low this country has gone. Spirit of 1776, and that's what InfoWars has given you. Because, man, it's hard to find any... Oh, I can't say man anymore. How about a transgender? Transgender? Not transgender. You know, I don't care who you want to become. Anyway, InfoWars is one of the few places, and of course we give it to you in our magazine, the Trends Journal. You're not getting what we're giving anywhere else. And there's an article to show you how bad things are and how they're going to get worse and why you need to support InfoWars. And I want to talk about it, what Alex was talking about, people's health. Just before I got on, it says Irish MP. This is on InfoWars. Says, quote, "We're restricting freedom for a common good with new hate speech bill." So the MP? Miss Puke. MP, hey, Miss Puke, keep your crap in your own mouth and don't you tell me what I should listen to or believe. Freedom, F you. What a bunch of clowns. So, they took down my last... This is why you have to support InfoWars. They're putting up these articles. I go there every day and pick up some good stuff from it. And again, the magazine, the Trends Journal, it's like 170 pages. There's 78 pages this week. No ads. And you can listen to it. And you read what you want. You know, it's a magazine. You don't read everything. You read what you want to read. But you want to read most of it. And you go to JonesTrends.com and you get it for basically nothing. And you get a big discount. And it's only less than $2 a week. A lousy cup of coffee. So going back to the hate speech... They took down my, there it is. Yep. They took, look at a clown show, little pieces of nothing. Can you imagine a little Chuck E. Schumer coming here and telling me what to do? Or a little Andy Cuomo. Somebody else said you try to feel it. A little Georgie Bush. Hey, Slinky, come over here. What the hell are you talking to? When are people going to grow up? So going back to this hate speech, they took me off because there was an article that said Russia's killed 10,000 civilians since the beginning of the Ukraine war. I said, man, they're way behind Israel, man. They got to catch up. That's 21 months. Israel's killed almost 15,000 in a month and a half. That's hate speech. They hate freedom. Stay tuned.
Thanksgiving 2023 is here. And I'm giving thanksgiving for all we've done against tyranny and your incredible support together in this fight. And I'm particularly giving thanksgiving that X2, our number one product, the only true atomic iodine on the market after a year plus of being sold out, is finally back in stock, ready to ship now. If you don't know the power of X2 and the iodine conspiracy, you are insane. Get X2 now. It could be the last run ever we get shut down. While you still can, at InfoWarsStore.com. Research iodine deficiency and billions of people with cognitive disabilities because they don't have it. X2 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Takes a few weeks to kick in, but it is the building block to everything. It's the missing link. They bomb us with the fluoride that is in the same family but has the opposite effect. This is the holy grail of supplements and empowering yourself. X2 back in stock right now. Discount at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jones Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, great to be on the Alex Jones Show. As he said, you know, get these products because you really need them. Yeah, these are some of the articles coming out this week.
Right.
Be in the Trends Journal. Nearly 40% of conventional baby food contains toxic pesticides. Oh, no. Oh, no, you little clown over there in Ireland. That has hate speech. Yeah. This is from The Guardian. Yeah. You're not allowed to tell the truth. You're only allowed to swallow government crap. Government crap. Go to the Cartoon News Network. How about MSNBC? How about FUC? You know what? Yeah. A clown show. So there's the facts. And again, we've been writing week after week. The poisons, are you worried about climate change? How about those forever chemicals that are forever everywhere? So anyway, that's why you need some of these products. And here's another one. You ready? Huh. Oh, by the way, none of the organic products sampled contain the chemicals. So I eat organic all the time, and I don't know how people could afford it. I go to the health food stores, and I say, how the hell could people afford this stuff? So expensive, $2 for an orange. Diabetes and obesity rising in young Americans, study finds. Yep. Published by the Journal of American Medical Association. So you go back to my generation, and let's see, today's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. 77 years old, yep. 77. You look at my generation, look at the Woodstock pictures. Everybody's thin. Obesity rates were like nothing. There were a couple of fat kids in school. There used to be Fats Domino. They called me the fat man because I weighed 200 pounds. 200 pounds, man. Chicks are weighing 200 pounds now. Yeah. If I get elected, I want a fat tax. The more you weigh, the more you pay. Because we got to pay for this stuff. This is driving up the medical costs everywhere. And again, it goes back to eating healthy. And by the way, I just don't talk about it. I do it. And first book I worked on many years ago, back in the 80s, Natural Healing, when no one was talking about it. I'm a trend forecaster. I look for the current events forming future trends. I coined the term clean foods. That's right, New York Times did a report on it when I did it. I was the guy that talked about organic foods before most anybody and how that would be a very profitable market to get into. So, going back, as I said, you get these products because you really need them. So going back to obesity, why did it change? Oh, they hate me for this. It's when women went into the workforce and stopped raising their children and had a low-paying stranger feeding the kid as he's screaming the brains out. You want your mother, you want the family of love, with other screaming kids eating crap. Got it? And then mommy comes home like 6:30 at night and feeds the kid prepared meals, ultra processed, with a load of chemicals and dyes into them, and other crappy ingredients. Can't figure out why America's blimped up. Matter of fact, it was one of the covers of your Trends Journal recently. Blimpitis. So again, you know, people ask me, what could you do? I said, the first thing you have to do is you got to get in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Because that puts you in a strong position. And when you're in a strong position, you listen. You look. You watch. You learn. So anyway, the products that they have there, you really need them. I want to stay on the markets for a bit. You know, markets are down a little bit. You go back to your Trends Journal. Last November, we said the S&P 500 would go up at least 16.3%. Went up almost 20, then came down. It's up about 17 now. Then in July, beginning of July, we said that the markets would go down in August. September and October. And they did. Now we're saying, watch out what happens in December. The numbers are coming out for the Black Friday retail sales, which I find as very racist, calling it Black Friday. Yeah, let's call it money-making Friday, when they sucker the people in to buy all this crap. Oh, celebration of Santa Claus. You look at the numbers of people being hired for holiday jobs, they're way down. We've been reporting the numbers week after week. Yes, online sales went up pretty strong. And today's another day they'll go up. But in-store sales are basically flat. They're flat, and then you put the inflation numbers into it. In other words, it costs more to buy less. It's down. It's not up. So again, there's always the wild cards. And I always say, I'm not a futurist. Nobody can predict the future. There are too many wild cards, whether they're made by nature or humans. So you don't know. But we're forecasting a market decline in December. Again, minus a wild card. Like coming out, the Fed saying they're going to lower interest rates, which we said they're going to definitely do in 2024. And as you read your Trends Journal, we called the bottom of gold about 5 months ago. And now, as I'm on the air, it's $2,012 an ounce. My first buy of gold was in the late 70s when I became a trend forecaster. $186.50 an ounce. I started playing the equity market, the markets, oil and gold prices, the futures markets. Didn't know what I was doing. And there it is. 213, went up even more. So, by the way, I didn't know what I was doing, but the Iranian conflict was going on. And as everybody taught everybody to hate Iran, not knowing that the United States and the CIA and the MI6 overthrew the democratically elected government of Mossadegh in 53 and 99. That's when I became a trend forecaster. $5,000 bet in each market. I put almost $750,000. And that's when I left my job as the number two guy running a major trade association. So going back to where this is going, and I was on with Max Kaiser, and he's very bullish on Bitcoin, and so am I. And Max says, you know, Bitcoin is going to go up way, way more than gold. And, oh, he's probably right. But for me, and I do not give financial advice, I want diversity in my, where I'm going with it. So one of the diversities, I like real estate, I like Bitcoin, and I like gold. Because this global economy is going to go down big time. You're going to start seeing interest rates go way down. Again, they're going to do it in the run-up to the presidential reality show that morons and imbeciles call a presidential election. Look at the clown show. Look at the clown show. So they're going to lower interest rates. The lower interest rates go, the weaker the dollar gets. The weaker the dollar gets, the higher gold goes. And it's not only in the United States. As the dollar goes down, gold is dollar-based. It can buy more in other countries.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Show. And again, we're at a very perilous time in our lives. Alex mentioned about, you know, World War III beginning, the Ukraine war. That was the cover of our magazine, the Trends Journal, on February 22nd, 2 days before Russia invaded. COVID war, Ukraine war, world war, and now the Middle East war. This is serious what's going on over there. This is deadly serious. And again, I got hate speech because I said, I read the UN article that came out recently. Let me find it here about the... where is it? Anyway, about Russia killing... Here we go. More than 10,000 civilians killed in Ukraine since Russia invasion, United Nations. And all I said was, man... Only 10,000 in 21 months. Israel's killed, now it's up to 15,000. Mostly women and children in Gaza. They got a long way to catch up, man. Ratchet it up. Of course, I was being sarcastic. They call that hate speech. How about peace speech? You're not allowed to talk about peace. Because if you are, you're nothing more than a piece of crap. When I had my Occupy Peace rallies over here, stores closed down because it's a political rally. That's right. Yeah. By the way, I was taking care of one of my plants. I have over 300 plants in my office over here. And I take care of all of them. And I was taking care of one this morning. And a woman walked by. She said, oh, Gerald Celente. She said, I can't believe it's you. I see you on Alex Jones. And it was Katie from Pine Bush. And she said, I'm shouting out to all the people, open your eyes, open your ears, see what's going on. Yep. Yeah, we need to do something. You just don't talk about it. Again, I have peace rallies. I'm doing everything I can. And again, the whole world has changed from when I was a young guy. The Wall Street Journal survey last week came out. 36% of Americans, only 36% of Americans believe the American dream is achievable. When I was a kid, all the polls up until, God, my 30s, the future was always going to be better than the past. And better than the times that were going on then. And these were happy times. This is rock and roll. This is mini skirts. This is, woo, wild times. Loads of mom and pop stores. You know why the people hate what's going on? Because all we become are nothing more than plantation workers of Slavelandia. Because of scum, rotten, low-life pieces of garbage called presidents who did away with the Robinson-Patman Act, Sherman Antitrust Act, Clayton Antitrust Act, Glass-Steagall Act, brought China into the World Trade Organization, brought us NAFTA, little Billy Clinton, that every time he got caught with his pants down, bombs away over Baghdad. Yeah, that lousy little piece of scum. Oh, and how about Jimmy Carter? The way we usury laws let banks become interstate, they're only intrastate. Oh, deregulated the airline industry so the bigs can own everything. Every time I go into a Home Depot or a Lowe's, I never go into a Walmart. Places are so ugly. When I was a young kid, all these department stores were so classy. My heart breaks when I see the people working there. Of course people see no future. Can't afford to buy a house. I mentioned before about real estate. We are the only ones talking about it over and over again. And it's the office building bust that these little prostitutes get paid for not to talk about it. Your office occupancy rate is only about 50% according to Castle Systems with a K. Your office vacancy rate in the major cities in America is almost 20%. Fake it. How are you going to pay your loans? What's this going to do to the banks? How about all the businesses? The dry cleaners, the shoemakers, the hairdressers, the restaurants. How about all the people, the businesses that used to depend on commuters that aren't commuting anymore? Foot traffic in New York City, down 33%. Homeless everywhere. Refugees everywhere. Oh, and tax dollars going way down because businesses are going way down. Yeah. By the way, where I am up here in Kingston, New York, I call it like it is. Says when it did, whole vibe changed within the last 3 months. You're flooding out of New York. Flooding out of New York and coming. It's beautiful up here. Again, I have the most historic buildings in America. The only corner, the only place on four corners with pre-Revolutionary War stone buildings. And I got three of them. They're coming up here like crazy. And you know who's coming up? Young people. In their mid-20s to later 30s. The kids in baby carriages all over the place. Office building bust is going to crash this economy worse than the panic of 08, the domain name that I took out in 2007. We're not going to go through stagflation. It's not going to be stagnant. It's going to be dragflation. Economy's going to drag down and inflation's going to stay high in a lot of areas. Oh, and if this Middle East war goes on, yeah. We're going to talk about that when I get back. I'm going to take a break soon, but Israel just bombed, closed down Damascus Airport in Syria. What are you doing over there? The United States is complaining that the troops are getting bombed in Iraq. What is the United States doing with troops over there? If the United States and Israel go to war against Iran, Hezbollah, Syria, you're going to see oil prices skyrocket to above $130 a barrel. And that will crash the phony propped up equity markets and crash the global economy. Brent crude's only at 80 bucks. If this Israel war continues, which they escalated again after this ceasefire, you might see the Arab nations joining to cut off oil like they did back in the 70s. And I remember that very clearly. Before that, gas was like 25 cents a gallon. Oh, started going up and never stopped. Oh, there's no inflation. Dragflation. Drag down economies and rising inflation. It brings you back to gold. And real estate. Certain real estate. We'll talk more about that when we get back. So stay tuned.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting it on.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. I enjoy doing it. Love everything that the staff is doing. They really work hard to give you what they've given you. And again, you know, we cover the world with our trend forecasts, and we look all over the world, from IRNA, the Iranian news sites, to Al Jazeera, to the Times of Israel, to Jerusalem Post, you know, we don't take sides. We look for facts. And the facts that they're putting up and the articles they're putting up on InfoWars, very informative. At a time when journalism, by the way, is dead. And again, we're giving you a magazine, the Trends Journal, like you won't find anywhere in the world. If you can, let us know. It gives you in-depth trends analysis and trend forecasts of what in the world is going on and what's going to go on. So here's an article from the Wall Street Journal this Saturday. Some newspapers don't have a single reporter. Many newspapers are so depleted in staff, or maybe have no staff, that they're not able to provide the sort of communication the community needs to make wise decisions, blah, 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 from Northwestern University. Gannett News has laid off around 600 employees. And one after another, firing. So it's the death of journalism. It's gone. There is no journalism. Oh, and you could thank that piece of scum crap again. Bitter Billy Clinton. I didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. She only did my... I can't say it on the air. This is the guy that gave us the Federal Communications Act in 1996 that allowed the bigs to buy up everything. It wasn't allowed before. What do you think they pay that garbage mouth $300,000 for an hour's speech? Why do you think he's become a multimillionaire? You can listen to him spew out crap for free. You're going to pay him $300,000 and Hitler as well to hear their BS when they're BSing nonstop? It's called payoffs, and you pay them off cheap. The millions that the Clintons have made with their phony fraud, garbage crap institutes that they develop, nothing compared to the billions and trillions that the bigs make, because they sold us out. And that's why only 36% of Americans see a positive future. And it's up to the people to change it. Up to the people to change it. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men, says Samuel Adams. Anyway, you ready? Interest payments are walloping government budgets. Wall Street Journal. Yeah, no kidding. Not only interest rates walloping government budgets, high interest rates, I mentioned before about the office building bust, one of our top trends. Oh, by the way, what happened in Israel now with the Gaza war and everything, we warned about this. It was one of your top trends of 2023. It came out on January 3rd, and I was on Alex Jones with them. Middle East meltdown. Yeah. This thing was building up to it. Again, we saw it coming. So interest payments aren't only walloping government budgets, they're walloping businesses. They can't afford to get new loans. The interest rates are so high. You ready? Landlords can't get loans for struggling office sector. This is the Wall Street Journal on November 23rd. We've only been warning about this for 3 years, office building bust. And now it's just becoming news. ECB warns of early stress among banks after rise in loan defaults. What are you telling me this crap for? What's Taylor Swift doing? What kind of sex do they have? That's the kind of crap that the mainstream media puts out there. By the way, I put on a concert with Ella Fitzgerald at the Atlanta Convention Center. Went backstage, she says, my former wife, you remind me of my goddaughter Carmen. Ella Fitzgerald compared to Taylor Swift. What, are you kidding me? Oh, by the way, took over the Superdome and put on a show with Dionne Warwick. It's a clown show today. Not so swift to me, baby cakes. So, you're looking at the numbers. S&P Global said on Friday that the flash U.S. composite PMI output index, which tracks the manufacturing and service sector, was unchanged at 50.7. Manufacturing sector. Manufacturing sector. Got it? Not consumer, that's not where the dough comes. Manufacturing, 50.7. Anything below 50 is negative. So there's barely any growth at all. Survey, flash manufacturing, PMI dropped to 49.4 this month. Yep. That's there. What else we got? French business activity contracts again in November. Thursday's flash composite purchasing managers index contracted 0.1% in November. The downturn in the Eurozone business activity is at 47.1 in October. Again, anything under 50 is negative. In the service sector, 48.2. Germany, Germany's the fourth largest economy in the world. The largest economy in Europe. The PMI, 47.1. Yep. So, but don't worry, when all else fails, they take you to war. I have been warning that, again, you read your trends journal. We said there was absolutely no way in the world that Ukraine was going to defeat Russia. If Napoleon couldn't do it when in 1812 sent 420,000 troops out of Poland to attack Moscow and came back with 10,000, if Hitler couldn't do it with Operation Barbarossa that killed over 25 million Russians, and according to JFK in his speech in June of 1963 to the graduating students at American University, said the Soviet Union lost farms, factories, homes, and land the equivalent of Chicago East, and they killed 25 million. He said over 20 million. If Hitler couldn't do it, what makes you think Ukraine's going to do it? Oh, by the way, the Russians were the first to defeat the Germans, not the Americans. So now, you see what's going on. The worst is yet to come because Ukraine is going to do everything they can to get back in the news. And now they're doing it. They're starting, and we warned about this. There's going to be a major false flag where the American people rally around them again so we can send more money to keep flooding the killing fields, or they'll attack something in Moscow. It's going to escalate. We need peace. Yeah.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
On the Alex Jones Show, because you need that great awakening, because everybody's dead. Again, journalism's dead, the people are dead, but again, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men, said Samuel Adams, one of our founding fathers, that the little clown boys and girls running the world in America, or I should say America, can't stand, and they have done the exact opposite of what our founding fathers fought for. And they were fighters, unlike these little boys that couldn't fight, they would have the paper bag. A catnip by the name of George Washington crossed the Delaware, him, yeah, who warns the American people not to get involved in foreign entanglements. When you got a little fat boy like Lindsey Graham or Chris Christie, a blob of blobs, a little Chucky Schumer couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag in a long war. They keep supporting wars, all these cotton mouths over there. Oh, I was in the military. Yeah. So the Great Awakening, we got to awake. And one of the ways I keep saying, people ask me, what do you got to do? You got it in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And on the physical side, the health side, InfoWars has a lot of great products. And they got a lot of great deals. And they have a new one that could save some dough in getting a wonderful product. It's VasoBeat. And it's available now, and you get like 40% off. So it's really a great product. And it's you also get free shipping. So, and you get double Patriot points. So you know the deal. You're healing yourself, and you're helping InfoWars. It's a 360 win. And it's, again, you grab the bottle of Vasobeat, it's 40% off, And you want to get it before it runs out because the stuff goes quick. And of course, my favorite is Super Male Vitality. Gives you that male vitality when you need it. And the older you get, the more you need that super male vitality because it ain't what it used to be. But brings it back up. Yep. So there you go. Cyber Monday. You know, take care. Get this, the products that they have. They're really very valuable. So, moving forward here. I got this thing today. Look at this. Nikki Haley for president. I'm the candidate Joe Biden fears the most. Nikki Haley. How about Mickey Mouse? What a little clown, like just like the rest of them. An arrogant, warmongering nobody. Hey, Nikki, big mouth Nikki, you love war? All you war whores that love war, shut your mouth if you don't go over there and fight. Your little fat mouth cowards that are bought off by the military-industrial complex and the other groups that make you say what they want you to say because they pay you off. That morons and imbeciles call campaign contributions. By the way, I no longer support RFK Jr. And in January, I was on Alex Jones. I said he would be the best presidential candidate. Because I thought he was anti-war. And talking about donations, I donated the maximum amount I could to RFK Jr. And I asked for my money back. I got it back. Because he supports Israel's genocide. Yeah, I'm not calling it genocide. That's the definition for it. I'll read it to you. Where is it here? Where do I give you the definition of genocide? Where is it? And you got these people there in Israel saying that, genocide. The deliberate killing of a large number of people from a particular nation or ethnic group with the aim of destroying the nation or group, which Israel has done perfectly. And you got this, again, public opinion shifts on the Middle East. This is from Financial Times. More than three quarters of the Germans said it matters little to them. Even in the U.S., 55% surveyed in May said they did not feel strongly traditionally, blah, blah, blah. And Spain denounces indiscriminate Gaza deaths. And so it's right there. And then you had that guy, that former Obama administration official, that guy Selbowitz, Krapowitz. Hey, Krapowitz, you arrogant guy with your big smile. Yeah, you saw the video. Sadowitz was asked to leave the vendor. He accused the vendor of supporting Hamas. Selbowitz said, "You support killing young children? You kill children, not me," said the vendor. "Go." "I didn't kill children," said Krapowitz. I can't say the right word, but to not take off the W on the wits and put an S in there. Said, "I didn't kill children. If we killed 400 Palestinian children, it wasn't enough." Genocide! And this little fat mouth clown was in the State Department for years. Those are the murderous little scum running and ruining this country. Yeah. One after another. Oh, searches to Taylor Swift ornaments exploded by 1,150% following the singer's latest. By the way, isn't that great? Yep. And again, genocide. Here's from your Trends Journal, this week's Trends Journal. The new one comes out, of course, tomorrow. And what do we got here? Top Israeli politician, burn Gaza now, nothing less. Genocide. Genocide. And stop stealing the land and saying they're settlers. They're stealers. In violation of the Geneva Conventions and Article 242 of the United Nations. And don't say that I hate Jewish people. Has nothing to do with that. I hate war. I'm not anti-American because I hate Americans' wars. And my best friends are Jewish. And three of my last four girlfriends were Jewish. And I'm not an anti-Semite. The people running Israel are Ashkenazis from Eastern Europe. They're not Semites. The Palestinians are. Since 1967, Israel is selling Palestinian land, we write, with no punishment. Again, United Nations Council Resolution 242 calls for the withdrawal of Israeli troops and occupiers and others from occupied territories. It's right there. And again, yep. Atzma Yehudik, MK Limor, spoke at the conference on Wednesday calling for the future settlements of the entirety of Gaza Strip at the end of the war, returning to the Gaza Strip. She said, there is no escape from returning and fully controlling Gaza. Genocide. The deliberate killing of a large number of people from a particular nation or group with the aim of destroying the nation or group. Got it? See, you got it. Israel leading Gaza's economy in ruins, CNBC, no kidding. We need peace. Because we've got a bunch of people that hate peace that are in war, and Biden's sending more of our weapons. They're using 2,000-pound bombs to blow up Gaza, American weapons, and he wants to send more of them. I want peace. All men are created equal. So save this other stuff. And women. And transgenders? I don't know. So listen, support InfoWars, get that great product, and if you want that extra vitality, Super Male Vitality does it for me. Thanks for tuning in. See you next week, and again, the future's in your hands. Don't drop it. Get in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.